My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is vital. We have to be on top of our game. There are things coming at us that we never ever would have thought would ever hit us, and many times ever hit us at this young of an age. You know, those one-time geriatric health situations that used to afflict mostly the older people in our society, guess what? Not happening that way anymore. Now a lot more people are starting to experience problems with their health at a much younger age. Is the world changing? Yeah. Are we living different lives today? Yeah, we are. You know, so diet and exercise and inactivity and stress and lack of sleep and all these other things are all factors. But there are also things that we can control, so they are things that we can actually change and turn around once we realize that there are some problems going on. Every day we talk with the best guest in the industry, or we have a topic that is right on the relevant side of what's going on in the world around us. And hopefully you'll take some of that information and then make some great decisions on your own. And I hope that you'll do that because, you know, we have to take control. No one's going to knock on our door and say, hi, we're here to get you healthy. No, the only thing we have is sick care. We don't have health care. Health care comes from home. It comes from us actually applying ourselves to the forward motion of getting healthy from this point forward. And there's no shame in saying, you know what, I've been really bad up to this point, because a lot of us have. But when you start heading in a healthier direction, you automatically get the good points for, you know, moving forward in a healthier direction. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, where I bring you the best guests, the relevant topics, and all the good stuff so you can formulate your own ideas. If you can't tune in live because of work or whatever's going on, go to my Facebook page every morning, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and when you're there, you'll see what the show topic is going to be. If it's something you can't tune in for live, but it's something you want to listen to, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So one way or another, you'll have the availability of being able to download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they're also Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, so longevity is definitely on their side. A fully packed store with the best of the best products, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, great deals, great prices, and just a great full-service environment. And I stress that because it makes you feel comfortable when you go somewhere, when you know your questions will be answered and you'll be taken care of and given attention. That's what they're all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Make sure to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Layers and layers of great information. And make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook and then stay connected to them every single day for their great posts, their great informative posts, and for the things that kind of hitting on the topics about what's going on in the world around us. Well, today we're going to be talking about garlic, but not every garlic. We're going to be talking about the garlic from Kyalik, which is my favorite, and I've been talking about it for a million zillion years, and there's nobody better to talk about it with than my friend Jay Levy. Jay is the director of sales at Waganaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is highly educated in the nutritional arena, has been in the industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was Southwest Regional Sales Manager working in Texas from 1989 to 1992. Then he transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 95. In early 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager, and in 2003, he was again promoted to Director of Sales, a position at which he currently holds. Jay's pretty well known all through the industry and with customers and people around the country for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and with retailers. Jay has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of Kyalik aged garlic extract. He's also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appearing on live television, and he's conducted live radio broadcast. Of course, he's here every single month. We get the pleasure of having him right here on the show. In addition, Jay has written articles for many different health food publications, and today you get him live and up front. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you doing? You know, listening to your opening monologue, you know, it made me think, you know, there are a lot of people out there that also are healthy and take care of themselves. So we tend to focus on the people that are sick and need our help and you know, need a you know, somebody to point them in the right direction. But let's face it, there are people that are absolutely doing the right thing and trying to do their best and are living healthy lives.
You know, I guess I just sometimes feel bad for the people that I always feel have not got the information, maybe have not had the chance, maybe we're somewhere lost with a roadmap, you know, heading in the wrong direction. And you're right, we do focus on that. It's, you know, because I think everybody just thinks everybody else that's already in great health, you know, they don't need to do anything. But then there's the maintenance involved. You're right.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't come easy for anybody. And as we age, we all absolutely need to work at it.
You know, I saw this this meme on Facebook the other day, and it was this guy who was pretty overweight, and he was talking to this guy who was in great shape at the gym, and he was walking up to the guy, and he says, "Why are you here? You're done." And I thought it was kind of funny, and it's just kind of the thing is, and, you know, there should have been a second one saying, I come back every day to make sure that I keep what I've earned and worked hard for.
No, that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, that type of mentality, thinking that, you know, you're do one thing or take a pill or, you know, diet one time and you're going to be fine. That's not the way it works. It's something you got to work at, you know, really for the rest of your life.
You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and we were just having kind of a quick conversation that turned into a long conversation, and they were talking about, you know, how they take a multiple vitamin and a probiotic every day, and I said, that's great. And then we started talking about all the things that they were mentioning that they had wrong with them. And, you know, they're on blood pressure medication and they've got cholesterol problems and, you know, those are getting better, but they had to do medication and some dietary changes and, you know, those things. And I said, have you ever thought about, you know, changing up your nutrition a little bit and bringing in some garlic? And he goes, oh, I can't bring in garlic. He goes, I'm around people all the time and I can't smell. I don't even use garlic in any of the meals that I eat. I said, but there is no smell to this. And he went, oh. I said, you've never heard of Kyalik garlic, odorless garlic line? And he goes, no. And I said, how long have you been going in health food stores? And he said, 15, 20 years. And he said, but I just never, ever knew that it would be a great addition to my line. So I know he went to see Marge, and Marge gave him a really good one of the products on the line. I think she gave him the green formula, the original start. And he started right on him right away. And he just said, anything that I could do, he goes, I just didn't know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you said it. You know, he's been going into health food stores for 20 years. You know, you and I have been in it a long time, and we've seen a lot of products come and go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's products like Kyalik aged garlic extract that are foundational supplements that have been here, you know, for a long time, and they're going to continue to be here for a long time. And the reason is they work, and they make people feel better.
Oh, this is so funny. You're going to love this. It says, Jeff, I've been working with you for over 30 years, and I'm loving your show all the time, but I decided I'd text in really quick as I just learned how to text. You put me on the Kyalik garlic at the very beginning in a conversation we had many, many years ago, and I've taken it ever since. Just thought I'd add in. That's funny.
Wow. Yeah, now that's something, isn't it? Now that's great.
You know, I think the thing is, there's so many new things that come out all the time, and I find myself being a little guilty of this. Like, you go to a show, a consumer show, a retail show, and you're looking around, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is great. This is all new, and this is all bright and shiny, and, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to move on to this. Well, not knowing that what they've been doing for a long time has done really, really remarkable things. And I guess I had a friend of mine, she was probably in her 90s, and I said, how do you formulate your nutritional supplementation? She looks like she's 50. And obviously, she's been a vegetarian for 50 years, and she's amazingly healthy. She goes to all of the expos. And she said, you know, I started out with a foundation, and I've always learned how to just add to it. And if something comes out that is 10 times better, but still does the same things, and it's from the same kind of company that I've been working with for so long, I may switch over. But I've always learned how to add and fortify rather than subtract and guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've talked about it before. You know,
sure.
It's just probably the modern media is guilty. You know, we're barraged by the newest hip, the miracle newest product. And, you know, I tell people, we're here because of foundational supplements like aged garlic extract, mm-hmm. like kyolic. That's why we're here, not because of new stuff. We don't even know what the new stuff, you know, what direction it's going to take us. And as I said before, garlic is arguably the oldest medicinal plant used by man. So we're talking about thousands of years of empirical evidence on the benefits of garlic.
Do you think that garlic has always got a bad rap just because of maybe the smell?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the smell and garlic itself, it's sulfur compounds, and sulfur is a mineral that's essential to life. Essential means you have to have it. It has to be present in your body. You know, so it's absolutely, you know, has long-lasting health benefits.
How do you feel about giving garlic to animals?
Yeah, you know, I when you say garlic, you're talking about, I think in this instance, you're talking about kyolic aged garlic extract.
I am. Not,
them
not
fresh
the,
raw garlic.
Yeah, not the fresh.
You know, most veterinarians would shy away from it. And if you, you know, look at some of the data, you know, they don't use raw fresh garlic. But because of the natural aging process that we use with kyolic aged garlic extract, you know, taking the organically grown garlic and chopping it up and putting the stainless steel aging tanks with water and ethanol alcohol, and it sits in the solution for 20 months. And in that aging process, all those harsh chemical compounds, which are dangerous for the body, they oxidize red blood cells and cause anemia and are harsh and stinky, odoriferous, and just overall not so great on the body. You know, those compounds are converted to safe and stable water-soluble sulfur compounds that are all good for the body and even for animals. And the reason I say that, Jeffrey, is, you know, as you know, we now have over 800 peer-reviewed published research papers mm-hmm. on the efficacy of kyolic aged garlic extract. And these are double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, the gold standard of research. You know, this is the real deal. But the reality is, the preliminary data, a lot of times, was done on animals. And I know people don't like, you know, and PETA doesn't like animals being researched on, but when you're giving them things like aged garlic extract, you know, it's good for them. You're helping them. We're not doing anything that hurts them at all. And we know from the research that aged garlic extract is good for pets, and we have that on it.
You know, the reason that I ask is I have a really good friend of mine, and she's been pretty much in the field on and off over the last 30 years. She's worked in stores, and then she's rep for a couple companies, and now she's retired, and she had a little Yorkie, and her Yorkie had continual back-to-back urinary tract and bladder kidney infections. And this dog was her life. And the dog was only two. And so she asked me, she goes, what do you think about using some of the kyolic garlic? And I said, you know what? As many dogs as I've got and as many times as I've dealt with this over the years, I said, I found it to be really successful. You might want to share it with your vet. So she talked to the vet, and the vet says, well, let's just give it a try. You know, so they started doing a capsule, and the dog was just a ravenous little dog. So she gave a capsule every day, but she also put about 15 drops of the garlic three times a week on the food. So the dog went a whole week, didn't have another urinary tract infection, went another week, went a month, And then went another month and she called me and she says, can this possibly be happening? And I said, let's just ride it out. So it's been now probably about maybe 3 months, 4 months. And I get a little note from her every once in a while. And she went back in because the dog had a checkup for something. You know, this, I swear to God, this dog goes in. It's like a princess. And the doctor said, so how's it going? And have you had to renew any of the prescriptions? Because she had a revolving door prescription that she could use. And she says, no. And everything is good. You know, so I think it's always great when we hear wonderful feedback, especially about our critters, you know, because our animals are a lot more a part of our family than they were maybe 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and you always ask the question about, you know, what age can you start at?
Yeah.
And I assume that probably also when you're asking that question, you know, you're also talking about, well, how much do you take and the size? And, you know, I mean, dogs, like humans, are all different sizes, and Yorkies, you know, can be as little as, you know, 4 pounds or so. So, you know, you just have to kind of trial and error, dry start slow, and then see. And it's a great story, and I'm sure there's, and I've heard more, you know, success stories like that with pets.
Question just came in. It says, do any of your garlic products help with bugs? And I think they're probably thinking, you know, like maybe mosquitoes or maybe you've got other, you're camping maybe.
Yep. Ticks, fleas, all those things. Absolutely. I mean, sulfur compounds, that's what, you know, the garlic bulb over thousands of years has evolved in a defense mechanism to protect itself. And, you know, when you cut, crush, or slice garlic, there's a real harsh odoriferous compound, which is called allicin, which is formed, which is a gas, when the enzymes are sliced or crushed in garlic. And that gas is formed to repel bugs that would mess with garlic. So anything that smells like sulfur, typically bugs do not like.
So if you weren't taking it, you'd want to start taking it a while before you left. But if you were taking it, you might want to take some more. You know, when we used to go camping, the mosquitoes loved me. I don't know why. Everybody else would be sitting around a campfire, and they weren't anywhere near them, but they were always on me, and horse flies and all that stuff. And you know, way back then, I mean, I was much younger. I wasn't in the industry then. And, you know, you didn't know what to do. So you lit some, Citronella candles, and, you know, you did whatever you could do. But I'll tell you what, there are some people that just put out an aroma out of their body that bugs come to as well.
Yep. No, we all emit certain odors and things. Absolutely indifferent. And it's diet-related and hormonally related. Absolutely.
Someone just chimed in and she said, I have been using the liquid kyolic for many, many, many years, and I'm going to be traveling, and I don't know how this will travel because I'll be gone for almost 5 weeks. This is a big trip I've been planning for many years, and I'm finally going to be taking it. Would it be better to take capsules if I'm going to be in and off of ships and small places, traveling, cars, trains? She goes, we're doing everything. Good question.
Mm-hmm. No, perfectly stable, no, absolutely no problem. I take the liquid personally. I take a little bit of everything, but take the liquid predominantly. And I always just have a bottle of liquid on my desk. It's never refrigerated, never. Once I open it, no problem.
Okay. You know, I think people think about these things a little bit more now. You know, I use the liquid garlic more when I'm home. And when I'm traveling, I usually carry capsules with me because it's just, I can make up my packets and things, and it's just, for me, a lot easier.
Yeah, I understand that. So do you keep the liquid when you're at home? Do you keep it refrigerated?
I do.
Yeah, some people do. I've heard that plenty, and I've heard both ways. And once again, from you know, our quality control lab, perfectly stable, no problem.
You know, I don't know why I do. I think it's just part of the routine where I use it kind of when I'm doing a smoothie, and, you know, I've got flaxseed oil and all that stuff in the refrigerator, so it's right there. You know, sometimes I'll do that. But, I mean, it's habit, I guess, more than anything. I'm water fasting now, and I have to tell you a little bit of a thing. I'm drinking water. I'm not taking any supplements at all. But the only thing I'm doing is my first glass of water, my second in the morning, I put 10 drops of the kyolic in it. And I just think that I don't want to give that up. So I'm using that. I'm sure I'm going to get a little bit further down into this where I'm going to have to throw maybe some greens in my water. And I'm also using some electrolytes just because it's 185 million degrees out here. And you can't even walk to your car without sweating out electrolytes. So, but I didn't want to give those up, and I don't have any trouble with it. I just close my eyes and pretend it's linguine. So, no, but I don't want to give that up. So somebody else asked me about that, and I said, I do. I think it's a great idea. You know, what's really funny now is intermittent fasting has gotten really busy, really, really popular, where people mm-hmm. will eat for like a 6 to 8 period during the day. During that time is when they eat their healthy meals. And then the rest of the hours throughout the whole day, they do water and they fast. So they call it intermittent fasting. And I've had people ask me about, you know, putting some greens in the water. And I'm like, yes. And people have asked me about the garlic. And I said, I use the liquid. I wouldn't take the capsules. If you're in the fasting thing, use the liquid. Get it in your system. Just add it to your water. And, you know, it blends right in. It doesn't give any kind of a nasty taste. So it's good.
Yeah. And it's easy for the body to digest. And absolutely. And when you're fasting, you want to keep it light anyway, of course.
I have a customer years past who now is a good friend who lives on the East Coast and went through a major amount of stress. And this is one of the healthiest people I know, runner, everything. But marriage ended badly, death of a child, and all the good habits kind of went bad south of the border for a couple years. And had a heart attack. And he was recovering. But his cardiologist, you know, went through his vitamins and told him to take a probiotic, take some enzymes because he had a lot of bloating, take his multiple vitamin, and wrote him down on a piece of paper to pick up the number 106 Kyolic product and take 4 every day. I just thought that
was... Vitamin E, hawthorn, cayenne, H, garlic extract. Yeah, uh-huh. Outstanding combination.
You know, but how cool is that? You know, I was telling this funny story the other day of how our industry has changed, and I know that you can definitely relate to this. Years ago, I'm talking like 1981, I was working with Great Earth at that time, and there was a store in Westwood, and Westwood is right by UCLA. Now, back then, you didn't work with a lot of doctors, and doctors didn't, I mean, there was just so much negativity in the medical field, and there was no camaraderie, and there was no common ground or synergistic combination of holistic and Western. There was nothing. And I remember I used to work late in that store, and there was a lot of doctors that would come by for their vitamins, but they would come at the very end of the day when no other of their compadres would see them. And they would come in and buy their vitamins. And many times I was working there late doing my books, and I would have doctors knocking on the back door to pick up their orders. I just thought it was so funny because, you know, it was almost like a drug deal way back then, you know, because the mentality wasn't there. So we've come a long way to have a cardiologist now recommending something like this to a patient. I like this. This is something we've actually been able to see change.
Yeah. Well, as a society, as a country, we still don't do a good enough job of training doctors on nutrition. You know, however, I think really, obviously doctors are smart people in most mm-hmm. cases, but I think, you know, what happened is patients start asking doctors about these things. And doctors, once again, have egos and are smart people, and they want to have answers for people. And people, you know, you can't just say, oh, no, it's snake oil and it's no good. I mean, people start questioning the doctor, you know, when they just are dismissive of nutrition. So they've had to study up on it. And once again, you're absolutely seeing, you know, a renaissance in that, more doctors being, you know, interested in nutrition, no question.
You know, one other thing that I think is so important is the idea that we never should stop learning. You know, as much as you and I have been in this industry for a long time, I mean, if we were never to learn another thing, we have tons of information to run with. And we have tons of studies and things in our head and plenty of built-up conversations where we could talk for days and days and weeks and months and years, you know, continually about health and nutrition. But I've learned that I have to kind of keep my ears open because there are things that are changing. There are better ways of doing things. There are more digestible ways happening all the time. So you have to be privy to them. You need to be aware of the changes, and you need to know what's coming down the pike because we as a country are changing. The things that we talked about 20 years ago may not be applicable today. But what's really great about Kyolic is as many years going on, 38 years coming up, of being on the air, my verbiage has never changed on this line. My recommendations have never changed. And I think every time I've been doing it on the air my entire career that I've ever mentioned the word Kyolic, I've always mentioned it with respect, but I've also always mentioned it because of the way and the niches that it fits in and how the quality has not changed along the way. Better formulas have come out, different kinds of formulas have come out, different blends have come out, but I'm still recommending the same company and the same line. And that's really something that's hasn't really happened a lot. There's not many other companies that I've been on board with that long.
Yeah, I agree, Jeffrey. I mean, you know that it's just a quality company. Their manufacturing is unparalleled. Their quality control is unparalleled. And then you add the research on top of it. I mean, it's just a perfect combination.
Another question just came in. Let me see if I can find this one. Does garlic destroy probiotics?
Okay. Mm. Now, once again, we always have to clarify. Are we talking about raw fresh garlic, or are we talking about chiola cage garlic extract?
Let's do both.
If you eat too much of it, you can do damage to the body. Absolutely. It oxidizes bacteria, red blood cells, good and bad. With aged garlic extract, we have research showing that it actually improves intestinal bacteria. So aged garlic extract has no negative impact on intestinal bacteria, but only positive impact.
I think that's really good to know. And I think a lot of us are still learning that, you know, we have to be in, conversation with our doctors and dialogue and always let them know. You know what? Let's take a break when we come back. I'm going to touch on this when I get back because I think it's important. We're talking with Jay Levy today. We're talking about Kiala garlic. You got to check out the entire line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. They can answer all your questions and they can help you differentiate between the different products that are available. You know, just get one and get it going. Get it in. Let it be part of your daily regimen. I guarantee you, you're going to be happy that you have it going. We'll be right back with Jay Levy and Kiala garlic. Don't go away.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kiolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kiolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kiolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kiolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kiolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kiolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You're going to find a lot of great things at Stay Healthy, and you make sure you ask about Kyolic Garlic and how to add it into your daily regimen and which great formula would be the best for you, and they'll answer those questions for you. Because they can, and they're very knowledgeable, and there's great, great education in that store. That's why they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Jay Levy. We are talking about Kyolic Garlic. Just an amazing addition. You know, I was looking at one of the web pages and one of the pictures, and they have this one picture of these rows and rows and rows of these huge stainless, almost like metal silos, if you will. I guess those are the holding facilities?
Those are the aging tanks, yeah, where the aged garlic extract, you know, works its magic.
Wow. So I guess everyone that's there is in a different timed period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're checked monthly, you know, to see where the marker compounds. And we use acetylcysteine, a water-soluble sulfur compound, as a marker compound, you know, to see when it's ready. But there are many different water-soluble sulfur compounds that are responsible for the benefits.
I always have this picture of them. It's like being at a winery, you know, and then going by and taking a little bit and taking a taste and saying, oh, it's almost done. You know, I just have this in my mind, and I know it's crazy to think that way, but, you know, because I'm sure that taste is also part of, you know, the big picture as well. There has to be the same consistent taste.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it is a bit like wine, except, you know, with wine, there's a fermentation process. This is not a fermentation process. This is merely an aging process, but absolutely. And they are all done at different times, and they all absolutely have different characteristics, and but we standardize them and you know, get them ready for you know, consumption.
You know, the garlic itself, I've never really looked at the garlic that they use. Are they the big garlic? Are they the normal size garlic? Are they a special kind of garlic that they're using? Is it like a hybrid that they've developed? Or I've always wondered that.
Yeah, no, there's no special hybrid. We do use a certain standard type of garlic. And some years the harvest, the bulbs are bigger than others. It's a natural process, so that's the beauty of it is, you know, it's a little bit different every year. But once again, through the aging process, we can standardize it. But when we get the organically grown garlic, you know, they're different consistencies, look different potencies. Absolutely, some years are better than others. Just it's farming.
You know, I have a couple of people that just chimed in and said, we're Kyolic users. And the other guy says, I've been using it for a long time, and I do what you do. I do the liquid at home, and I use the capsules on the road. So, you know, a lot of people are thinking kind of the same way.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, if you make your own capsules with the liquid, you know, you can't pre-make them. So when you're out on the road, maybe it is more convenient just to open up a bottle and take, you know, the powdered extract.
Well, you know, I don't get a chance to do like smoothies and things when I'm on the road too much. I might have a, you know, a shaker bottle, which I take with me, and I can shake everything up. But there's something about adding it to when you're adding fruit and all that kind of stuff with ice cubes and all that kind of stuff at home that, you know, the liquid to me is better, you know, even though I'll take the drops right in my mouth as well. I don't know, just with the way I travel, I think capsules for me. But I think it's pretty individual, and I like them both, so I can't go wrong. Whatever I have, I'm going to use.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing with that is, you know, through the data that we have, through the research, you know, we know that the liquid extract and the powdered extract, you get the same benefits from taking either one. So, it, you know, however you want to consume it, no problem.
This is funny. I have a lady just chimed in. She goes, I'm 85 years old, and I've been using the liquid Kyolic garlic for many, many years. Every morning, I have a half a teaspoon of honey, a pinch of cinnamon, and 10 drops of Kyolic liquid on my spoon. And I have it every single morning, and I don't get sick.
Isn't that something? I mean, the proof's in the pudding. That's exactly, you know, what we want to hear, because that inspires, you know, us and others to follow suit.
Here's another one. It says, I've been using the Kyolic liquid for a long time, and I've made my own capsules. But I'm tired of making capsules, but I want the liquid. Now, I don't do smoothies, Jeff, but I do have every morning one yogurt in a bowl. I add chia seeds, ground flax, flax oil, fruit. Can I put it in there even though I'm not doing a smoothie? Will it sustain itself in yogurt?
Ooh. Absolutely no problem. Absolutely no problem. You know, the only thing I would be careful of is heating it. And you can slightly heat it and take it, but, you know, to cook with it and stuff, you may get some benefits, but you're going to not get the exact same benefits. But as long as, you know, you're consuming it in something where you're not heating it, absolutely no problem.
Oh, you're going to love this. It says, we always have a bottle on our kitchen table. Was glad to know that it didn't need to be refrigerated after all this time. When we sit down to eat the meal, I have salt, pepper, lemon pepper, and a couple other spices on the table on a small Lazy Susan next to the garlic. Most of us pick up the liquid garlic and just add it on top of the food that we're eating. We use it as a condiment. I love it.
Yeah, that is fantastic. That is fantastic.
That is so good. Another question just came in. It says, my kids have been having allergies for a long time. I add it to their juice every morning. One is two, one is three. The allergist says that it's made a dramatic difference. I did it without consulting, which is not the way I usually do, but I was kind of desperate. It's made a dramatic difference, and my allergist says that he has recommended it to other parents since he saw the results with my kids.
Yeah, that's fantastic. No, and once again, we hear stories and we get tons of questions like that, you know, and, you know, the problem with that, it's just hard, besides by word of mouth, to disseminate that kind of information, so it's always great to hear it, you know, so others, once again, can try.
You know, I don't know where to go with this one. It says, and I know how you're going to answer it, but it was just the way it's posed to us. It says, I've been using blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine for a long time, and I've decided that I want to use garlic instead. How do you feel about that? I'm going to jump in first, and I'm just going to say, first of all, you don't take yourself off your medication. You need to be titrated down off your medication with your doctor. Work with your physician. If you're choosing to go an alternative route, do it with your medical practitioner, and they may find a way to titrate you down. Stopping could make a dramatic difference in the state of your health. Now, using it with it, I feel perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, well, of course, Jeffrey, that's the way, you knew that's the way I would answer it also.
I know it, I know.
You know, and I've said this before, the beauty of the 800 peer-reviewed published papers, you know, the predominance of the research is done on cardiovascular health and hypertension is, you know, of course a big focus. And the beauty of doing the research is we do research on high-risk cardiovascular patients. These are patients that have already had a heart attack, have a stent in, have you know, serious cardiovascular risk. So these people are on cardiovascular medications, from cholesterol medication to hypertensive medication, to you name it, they're on it. So when they take, you know, aged garlic extract along, there's an added benefit. And, you know, it works even better. So, like you said, I would tell my doctor what I'm doing, get their opinion. You know, you don't always have to do what your doctor says. Of course not. But like you said, don't just stop taking your medication.
You know, okay, I'm going to read this to you. It says, Jeff, I'm loving your conversation this morning. I have a brand new doctor who's very nutritionally oriented compared to the other ones I've always had that said nothing good. The problem is him and I have this argument, and the argument's about garlic. Now, I'm wondering how to handle this with him. He feels that garlic is fantastic in supplement form, but it needs to have the smell to work. And I don't want the smell, and I tell him that the aged Kyolic is so much better. So we have this argument all the time. I use the Kyolic, but every time we have the argument, he can't back down. He thinks that smell is necessary for effect.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's just misinformed. And once again, like I said, there's 800 peer-reviewed published papers that you know, to prove the efficacy of aged garlic extract without, you know, that harsh garlic odor. So, you know, regardless of what he says. And once again, some people you're not going to convince about anything. So,
You know, you're right. But isn't this funny that she's actually having a conversation and a little bit of a disgruntled conversation about the benefits of supplements, not whether they're no good at all. It's just which whose person thinks theirs is better. I think it's funny. Another quick question came in. It says, I know you might have touched on this before. We're tuning in for the first time. My wife and I both use this Kyolic garlic and have for a while. We didn't know about your show. Could you answer something for us that we never really understood, which is Allicin? We have friends that use garlic that have Allicin, and we have heard it was not necessary. Don't know where to go with this. Just want to know more.
Yeah, perfect. Well, Allicin is a gas that's formed mm-hmm. when you cut, crush, or slice garlic. There's no Allicin in a raw bulb of garlic, but once you crush it, an enzymatic process begins, and oxygen comes in contact with a compound called alene, and then Allicin is formed. And Allicin is the gas that's formed when you cut, crush, or slice garlic, that harsh, potent smell. And that harsh, potent smell is nature's pesticide. It's over the thousands of years that garlic's been on the earth, it had to develop a way to protect itself. And this is how it does it. So when a bug tries to eat a bulb of garlic, that gas is formed and it repels the bug. So Allicin is really just a defense mechanism for the plant. But the problem with Allicin is it's very highly reactive and unstable, meaning it starts changing immediately. And it has a half-life of about 20 hours. So, you know, when you cut, crush, or slice garlic, it's real strong and real potent. But if you set it down and let it sit there for a couple hours and pick it up, it's not quite as strong. And then just after a little time, it just changes, and because it's so unstable, changes to other sulfur compounds. And, you know, with kyolic-aged garlic extract, we are organically grown garlic. When we cut, crush, and slice it to put it in the stainless steel aging tanks with the water and ethanol alcohol to age it, that same Allicin is formed, that gas is formed, just like everybody else's garlic, just like raw fresh garlic, but through this natural aging process, those harsh chemical compounds, the reactive, unstable, oxidizing compounds, which are Allicin, and the oil-soluble sulfur compounds are converted to safe and stable water-soluble compounds, so you can take a therapeutic dose of aged garlic extract and not get the odor, the side effects, you know, the harsh irritative effects from raw fresh garlic.
Mm-hmm. You know, have you had any studies done on the skin? The reason that I ask is I have a friend and her husband has chronic psoriasis and eczema and like atopic dermatitis. His skin is a mess. And he went to see this physician in Northern California who put him on this very, very mono diet. I think it was boiled chicken, green vegetables, and he was using a lot of coconut oil and salmon oil and all these internal lubricants and using some things topically. But he recommended to use a lot of the kyolic garlic. I mean, like 6 to 8 capsules a day. He figured that there was other things going on in the body that was coming out through the skin. So he got all the sugar out of the diet, all that out of the diet. And I said, you know what? It can't hurt. So he lost like 45, almost 50 pounds in like 4 months. And at the end of 4 months, his skin was so remarkably clear, clearer than I've ever seen it in like 15 years. So I was just wondering, personally, do you have any studies that they've maybe done on skin problems?
Yeah, we don't have any topical studies, but we have tons of anecdotal evidence, and just like your story, people call all the time. But once again, you can take it internally and use it topically, you know, for skin irritations and stuff. So I would recommend to take it internally because, like you mm-hmm. said, typically when you know you have those allergies and skin issues, typically, you know, they're autoimmune issues too. So you need to get the immune system balanced, you know, to actually tamp the inflammation down, basically.
Okay. No, that it made good sense to me, you know, how everything was working together. And there might have been, you know, yeast and other things in his system as well. But, you know, I also know that he was a sugar person. And I know getting him off of all those carbs and sugars and really flushing and lubricating his system, you know, couldn't do anything but good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I can't imagine how it would have done anything but good. Here's that same old question coming in all the time. I'm Italian. I love garlic. We use it in everything we eat. My whole family eats it, and we always smell like side-by-side lasagnas. Can we still use the supplement even though we eat garlic in our diet?
Absolutely. I would highly recommend it. You know, eating garlic's great. The problem with eating garlic is, of course, you're cooking it, you're heating it, so you're changing the chemical compounds, chemical consistency, not getting the same benefits. You're getting the flavor, and that's, you know, part of the reason you're doing it anyway, but not getting a lot of health benefits. But raw, fresh garlic, you know, once again, besides the harsh irritative effects, there are some health benefits that come from raw, fresh garlic. Slightly sautéed garlic, you still get some benefits also, but full-blown cooking, you know, you're basically just going to get the flavor.
Okay. Here's a good one. Oh, they're all good, actually. I love my audience. So timely that you're talking about this today. I'm here with my sister and my other sister, who are both visiting me, and I am on sulfa drugs yet once again for more urinary tract bladder kidney problems. We have always had the conversation, because we're all into nutrition, that I can't use garlic because of the sulfur. Can you please clarify, we're all listening, sulfur, sulfa, what's the difference?
Yeah, well, you know, all I can really say is, you know, there are absolutely some people that have allergies to sulfa and sulfur compounds. But through this natural aging process, all those harsh sulfur compounds are converted. So I've never, in 30 years I've been with the company, never heard anybody say they're allergic to chiolocage garlic extract or have an issue with it. Absolutely with raw fresh garlic, and absolutely, you know, there can be issues with sulfa drugs. But because of this aging process, never had anybody say that they've had any problems with it.
You know, thank you for hitting on that. And I know it comes up a lot, but, you know, there's some people tuning in that may not have heard us talk about the last time. So, you know, that's really, really good. Thank you for that. So it is in the aging process where the differentiation happens.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's kind of a feedback story. It says, I love this product. I've been on it for a long time. I had a day about 2 months ago when I'm not sure what happened. My pulse started going up really fast. I could not get it to slow down. I was having almost like a anxiety attack, and my blood pressure was going through the roof. I called the paramedics. Traffic was really bad. It took a while to get there. I took three of my Chiolic and drank a little juice, and about 15 minutes later, I took three more. And by the time the paramedics got there, I had settled down. I caught my breath. My blood pressure had normalized. So they basically just, you know, took an EKG and checked, and everything was fine. And they didn't take me. But I just, that's what I thought of first. And I don't know if that's what made a difference or whether I just settled down. But one thing or another, it really made a difference. So I thought I'd throw you some feedback while you're talking.
You know, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I've heard that actually numerous times. Mm-hmm. You know, however, you know, if you think you're having a cardiovascular event, you need to call 911. You need to get help. You know, there's just it's not a risk worth taking.
There's too many unknowns. I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he did. And I mean, they followed up and they were there and they did one of those portable EK. That's pretty cool that they did that.
Right.
That they can do that now. They never used to have those years ago. But I'm glad that he thought first, because he maybe himself could have done something dramatically good and maybe, you know, kept things from getting a lot worse. But I'm glad he was there for the follow up. So I agree with you 100%. Never assume. So let me see. Are there any vitamins that I can't take with my Chiolic garlic, and do they need to be taken at a separate time of the day? Good question.
Nope. You can take it in combination with anything. You know, all that's personal preference. With meal, without meal, however you decide to do it, that's all personal preference.
Oh, here's one. It said, I found a bottle of Chiolic garlic in the back of my cabinet. I don't know how I missed it. It's about 3 months expired. Can I still use it, or is it no good?
Well, I don't know what formula it is. You know, once again, they're aged to begin with, so
right.
They are extremely stable. I would say no problem, but I don't know the other nutrients that are in there, and there are some vitamins that, you know, they'll just lose potency. Nothing will go bad, go sour, go rancid, but the certain nutrients could lose potency. With aged garlic extract, should be no problem.
I just got another note from her text. She said it's the red and white bottle.
Red and white bottle, so that's B vitamins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the B vitamins would probably lose a little potency, but should be no problem.
Okay, that's good. I was thinking because it's age to start with, but then you hit something as my mind was wrapping around the aging. You said, but there's other nutrients in there, and I keep forgetting about those.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you know, with the liquid, there's been people that say that, you know, it gets better the more you age it.
Oh.
With the powder product, I would be a bit more skeptical of it, because it once again, perfectly stable, just will lose a little potency.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing a Q&A today, but hey, thanks, Jay.
Absolutely. No, it's always a pleasure.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here again. Our time goes so fast, and I love having you here. And thank you for all the wonderful things they do as a company and for what you do. And I know you've been a driving force behind this line for a long, long time. So thank you so much, and we'll chat soon, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Have a great day.
You too.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Have you had your Kyolic today? You might want to give it a shot. Definitely go to Stay Healthy. And when you're there, talk to them about Kyolic. Talk about bringing it into your everyday regimen. I think you'll find it to be incredibly important and very, very effective. And I think you'll also learn a little bit along the way that there's some amazing things that you can do with your body, with your health, if you just know where to start. You know, most of us walk into a health food store and we see the bottles after bottles and we're like, oh my goodness, where do I start? You need to have a place where you can go and ask people and ask questions. So you can talk a little bit about your everyday routine, your stress levels, your diet, things like that, because that actually is what's going to make things work for you. Because you have to remember that we're all different. Everybody needs different supplements because everybody leads a different life. Everybody is heading in a little bit of a different direction, and that's okay. But knowing this and then planning your regime of supplementation accordingly is when you're going to start seeing great results. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Meet the most knowledgeable staff. Get the best customer service. Shop in a store that's fully packed with the best of the best products, always at great prices, and only the top quality products, because that's all they carry. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. How cool is that? They've been doing the right thing for a long time. And by doing the right thing, they know that there's dramatic changes that need to be taken care of. They know that updating and staying on top of the industry and the information is going to make a difference. They also know that things that they may have learned in the past may not be as effective as the things that we're learning about today, and those are other things you'll learn from the folks at Stay Healthy. So remember, full-service environment, meaning when you go there, you're well taken care of, and your questions are answered, and you leave with great peace of mind, because I'll tell you what, I don't care what you're doing and where you're doing it or how well you're doing it, there is nothing more important every day than getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. And if you can find a way to do that with the best products and amazing guidance from people that you create relationships with, priceless. Become part of the Stay Healthy family, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Great information there where you can do some individual research. But also, make sure that you like them on Facebook. Their Facebook page is great, and they have daily posts that are informative, and there's information, breaking information in the industry, and things that are happening all the time, and also great events and specials and all kinds of things that they're doing at the store. This is really good stuff and good information that's going to make a difference, because this way we're not doing things blindly. We're not guessing. We're not trying to follow suit with the person at work who works next to us. We're trying to do what works for us, because we're getting information. Because what works good for your family, your spouse, your sister, your neighbor, your coworker may not work for you. And the only way you'll know that is by doing some research and finding out which is the best path for you to follow. That's how we learn. And that's how we get results. And that's how we get motivated, which keeps us heading in the right direction. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. Remember, my show is here Monday through Friday from 8 till 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things that we need to talk about, the things we definitely should be talking about. But you know, life gets in the way and we don't talk about them at all. Or we're embarrassed to talk about them, which is crazy. There's no need for that. And sometimes we just, you know, don't know where to start and who to talk to and what to do. I want to make sure you've got some good tools. You can change that information and relate it to you and apply it, and then have your conversations with your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your medical practitioners, but become more in tune with your body with good information, alternatives, and compliments. And if you can't tune in live to the show, remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. Podcast. archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the podcast, listen to it when it's convenient for you. Check out the Kyolic line and stay healthy. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.